This is Daily Baby, a daily snippet into my life as a first-time mum. Hi, it's Vaya, and I am behind on the Daily Baby. I've recorded it, I just haven't uploaded it. But hey, look, I make the rules and it's fine. I'm not going to feel guilty. It's been a big few days. Father's Day, Sunday, day off, and then KV's birthday. So for as long as we're together, that's going to be a scramble. We had a really sweet day though. I think he enjoyed his birthday. And it's really fun having a little collaborator on making someone's birthday special, even though the baby had no input. But it feels like he's part of it, you know? So I dressed up the baby in a little onesie with Trogdor written on it and a little dragon. Trogdor is what we called the baby in utero. That was his pre-birth nickname, based on a web cartoon, Homestar Runner. There was a character called Trogdor the Burninator, and I ordered this fan art onesie back when I was pregnant, and it arrived and I just never told KB about it. And so I thought, oh, one day I'll surprise him with it. And the baby's probably not big enough to wear it yet. It's pretty loose on him. But I put it on him today, and then I put another suit over him, which was a little teddy bear suit that was in a pack of hand-me-downs. And then halfway through the day, when KB changed his nappy, he saw the Trogdor outfit and gushed all over it. It was great. And Cameo is an excellent app. I got him a message from a zoo animal. I just didn't want to go the celebrity route because I couldn't think of a good one, or afford a good one. So I picked a seal at the Aquarium of the Pacific, and the seal essentially did the birthday shout out for KB. Recommend it, because then the zoo gets your donation as well. It's very nice. And we had a day of just trying to get the baby to sleep, but also getting interrupted by deliveries and birthday phone calls and whatever. So we just sort of rolled with it. And he slept on me a lot of the day. He didn't laugh today. He laughed yesterday. So it's going to be a bit of a surprise when he decides to grace us with his giggles again. And I organized a virtual Zoom dinner party with KB's sister Hannah, the artist of the Daily Baby logo, and her partner Luis. And we had Indian food, talked to them on Zoom, and we watched the Phillip Island Penguin Parade, which live streams every night. The March of the Penguins on the beach at Phillip Island. You can look it up. And it was innocent and sweet. And then we ran out of penguins, so then we watched some pandas after that. Live streaming animals just really gets the heart swelling up. I haven't given the baby any formula. I gave him one bottle of formula today, which is a half bottle, half serve. The last couple of days I've just been trying to breastfeed him more than turn to the supplements, just because it's easier to do one or the other, you know. It's more confusing to do both. So just trying to go with my vibe of when he really is hungry and I really do need to top him up. We also took a walk to the house in our neighborhood that has bunnies in its front yard and guinea pigs, and we fed the bunnies and we met the owner of the bunnies. We've never met her, and she speaks barely any English. She's Portuguese. So I want to learn a few phrases that we can say to her to just check she's got everything she needs during lockdown. But she loved seeing the baby, and we're getting there. And now I'm trying to record this piece for choir. I've left it far too late in the day, so we'll see how that goes. You'll see it in the video maybe, if it makes it. And I've got to find batteries for my recorder because it's run out. So I've just got to keep it plugged in all the time, and that's not going to make this podcast happen. I've got to be able to carry this around everywhere and stop and record.